the silence has been inappropriate since the day the accusations came out. As an elected representative, he's held to a higher standard than you're a typical person who stands accused.
Michael Caputo is a crisis communications consultant. You may recall his name as the former communications manager during Carl Paladino's campaign for governor. As of late last week, two more women came forward with sexual harassment allegations against Gabrozak. There are now six former female staffers accusing the Democratic lawmaker of misconduct. So far, Gabrozak has not made any public comment under the advice of his lawyer. But Caputo tells WBFO News it's the lawmaker's job to communicate and interact with the community. So far, Gabrozak has failed to do so since these claims surfaced.
What you need to do is communicate. You communicate immediately. You don't need to speak about the particulars of the case, nor even address the accusations. But you must speak. Otherwise, every day you're silent. You're losing ground.
Caputo has plenty of experience. He's managed public relations for 77 political campaigns. 13 of them involve sexual claims in four different countries. The State Assembly Ethics Committee will review allegations against Gabrozak. Several political leaders, including Governor Cuomo, say if these claims are true, he must resign. Caputo says the assemblyman should not only be concerned with his political career, but his political afterlife.
At the end of it all, he certainly won't be going to jail. He may lose his career. But at the end of it all, he needs to stay active in his community. There will be life after this. In order for him to save whatever is left of his reputation after the loss of his career, he needs to be communicated.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.